Hi, this is Martijn of D-Lane, and you're watching the Metal Interview Podcast.
In tune with the best podcast in the world, maybe. I'm just kidding, but it is my favorite podcast. That Metal Interview Podcast welcomes all of you guys and girls. Thank you for your support, of course. The name of the band is D-Lane, D-E-L-A-I-N, straight from the Netherlands. The Dutch symphonic metal band is led by founder and main songwriter Martijn Westerholt. Keyboardist, of course. Keyboardist for the band. And we have Martijn on the show promoting their latest album and newest production, Dark Waters, out now on Napalm Records. And right now we're going to check out Queen of Shadow. Here is D-Lane. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. awesome metal for you guys from the Dutch ambassadors, D-Lane. And these guys hail straight out of the Netherlands. And Martijn is going to talk to us about their latest and newest album, Dark Waters. And we ask him whether it's symphonic or what, or what is his opinion of the band's genre. And it could be any type of genre under the metal umbrella, of course. But anyways, let's check it out. Here is our interview with Mr. Martijn Westerholt of D-Lane. Enjoy. What part of the world are you at? What country are you in?
Holland and the Netherlands.
Netherlands.
What about you?
I'm in Texas in the U.S.
Ah, the U.S. My wife is from the U.S. She's from Arizona.
Oh, really?
Actually, California. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Cool.
And I've been to, of course, with D-Lane, I've been to Texas a lot, to Houston and Dallas and San Antonio.
Yes.
So I love Texas.
Yes, it's a big state with a lot of music everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine. Well, which city are you from?
Eagle Pass, real close to San Antonio.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
So let's talk your new album, Napalm Records, Dark Waters. Can you talk about who wrote the lyrics, the music, guitar riffs, keyboard melodies, and everything if you can?
Yes, I can and I will. Have a team of people that helped me with the creation of the album. I write most of the music together with my co-writer, Guus. And we actually already do this from day one, D-Lane. So we are really a team that worked together for literally two decades. And that works nice. So well because you know each other really well. And my wife wrote the lyrics for the new album.
Okay.
Because she is from she's a native English speaker. She's from California, and she's very much into language, and she loves metal, and she loves to write lyrics. And
yeah.
So that was for me a huge coincidence because I do not write lyrics. And so she writes most of the lyrics, and a small part has also been written by our new singer, Diana Lia. She wrote lyrics for two songs, and yeah, she also did a fantastic job with that, I think.
So how long was this process, this writing process for this album?
I think about 2.5-3 years. How we always work is I come with ideas, or Guus, my co-writer, comes with ideas, and Guus is a really good guitar player. He writes a lot of the riffing. I can write a little bit of riffing too, but I more do the orchestral and the keyboard side of things. And so we started working like 2.5-3 years ago, and actually we only finished in October, so that was when the last song was mixed. So
wow.
It's all really fresh and new.
Wow, it's a long time.
Yes, it is.
Yes, back a while back, Def Leppard, back in the late 80s, they took a long time to write Hysteria, that album, one of their best albums. And now it's, I see a lot of bands taking a long time too, like 2-3 years. It's beginning to be normal, I guess, huh?
Yeah, and I think it's a good thing because it's always trying to find a balance between not rushing, which is really bad, but also you can fall for the trap to write too long, you know, that you write for 5 or 6 or 7 years and you still don't have an album. At a certain point, you also have to accept what you have. And it's but it's good that there is space to take a bit longer so you can think a bit more about your album and about music material that is really well thought out, so to say.
What is your favorite song on Dark Waters?
Ooh, if I would give the cliche artist answer, then could say, I'm not going to do that, by the way, you could say, yeah, they're all children, and yep. I all love them all as much. But what you also hear is that artists say, yeah, it differs. Sometimes I'm more into this song, sometimes I'm more into that song. In my case, I think it's the song Invictus that I like very much.
Okay.
Because, yeah, it has a lot of the elements that makes D-Lane, like the music elements. And one of them also is having a guest on there, two guests in this case. In this case, that's Marco Hitala, who people might know from Nightwish.
Okay.
So I think Invictus.
Very cool. Do you think this album sounds like the last one, Apocalypse and Chill, or did you guys take a fresh approach to this one?
I think there are definitely similarities because, yeah, again, it's kind of the same people writing it, although we had a split in our lineup. So, of course, the input those people gave isn't there, but in general, since Agus and me were already involved in writing for Delane since the very beginning, you can hear that sound.
Yeah.
But of course, there are also differences because I think this album has is a bit more keyboard orientated. Of course, there is some heavy guitar riffing going on, but the focus is a little bit different this time. But that's not a conscious thing, because I don't really believe in doing everything analytical. You know, music is emotion and comes from the heart, and it's good to think about things, but you also need to let the, how do you say, the creative river flow, so
yeah,
to say.
Yeah.
And yeah, and then what comes out comes out.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you love good music and good podcasts, you'll love Roots Music Rambler. I'm Jason Falls. My co-host Francesca Folinazzo and I talk to the singers, songwriters, musicians, and more in Americana, alt-country, bluegrass, folk, blues, and beyond. We share our own takes on the latest news in the space and recommend new music for you to explore every episode. Come get to the roots of the music you love. Find us at RootsMusicRambler.com or go wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to Roots Music Rambler.
Yeah. So are you guys doing any of these songs, new songs, live already?
Yes, we did a show in November, and we already played, I think, two or three songs of the new album live, and we're going to start touring in April, and then we're definitely going to play more songs. So it's going to be a mixture of old songs, but also a lot of new songs.
Awesome. That's cool for us fans. Very cool. Did you hold... Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I just wanted to say, I think it's good to have a mixture. People also want to hear specific old songs, and they're also curious about the new stuff. So a healthy mixture is good.
Oh, yeah, for sure. People want to hear some of the old songs and some of the new songs, as you said. Very cool. Cool mix. Did you hold any auditions for lead vocalist, or was Diana your only and best choice?
No, I did have auditions. Not many, because I really felt I had to do my homework before considering people to audition.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I'm wasting people's time and I would feel guilty. I had some people auditioning and the level of those vocalists was really, really awesome. I felt so spoiled. And Diana, she did such an amazing job. I sent her songs of our previous record, which are really difficult. The songs Masters of Destiny and Burning Bridges, they're really difficult to sing. And she already sent it back in a day, and it knocked me off my chair. I was impressed. So
she's great.
I feel like a spoiled brat.
Yeah, she's great. Great choice, by the way. So
thank you.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So I think you just answered the question. What were you looking for? And obviously Diana got the job, but you already answered that question, I think. What you were looking for?
Partially. What I could add is that I was looking for somebody that would fit the music. And some people say there's a lot of similarities with the previous singer, but I didn't consciously look for that. I just looked for somebody that would fit and complement the music well, and I think she did that so well, and that's the reason.
Any warm-up rituals on the keyboards before doing a live show or studio work, or do you just start playing naturally?
Live, I drink one glass of wine.
Yeah, there you go, yeah.
And sometimes a little bit more during the show, depends. I don't want to drink too much, of course. But for the rest, not really, actually, no. Because live, you have a sound check and then I play a little bit. And when writing music, I don't do warm-ups at all. Then it's just a matter of sitting down and start playing.
Oh, okay. No scales or nothing, you just start jamming. Okay, cool.
Yep.
Yeah. So for people asking, of course, we've seen the videos and social media. Who are the band members of Delane right now? Because there's a lot of news media on some old members coming back and this and that.
Yeah, good question. It's a mixture. We have let me say it like this. On the album, at first, I thought after the split, the only way to continue is as a project. So I asked, for example, our previous bass player, Rob van der Loo. He's now the bass player of Africa.
Cool.
But he was also our bass player during April Rain and Lucidity. And then also the other previous members returned, and that's our drummer Sander. He was in the lane until 2015. He did a long time was in the lane, and he also did filler shows even after that. So he's back, and Ronald, our guitar player, who was our guitar player on Lucidity and April Rain, he's also back.
Cool.
So I kind of had the whole April Rain lineup back, with the exception of our singer Charlotte. And of course, when we decided to continue as a band, Delane would be very high demanding in the schedule availability. And of course, Rob already plays in Epica, who is also high demanding in their schedule availability.
Yeah.
So we looked for a new bass player and of course Diana. So our new bass player is actually a guitar player originally, and he plays in two death metal bands called Nightland and the Modern Age Slavery, and he's the front man of Nightland, if I'm correct. And
okay.
So he has a death metal background. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Wow. So basically you got an old school band back, your old school sound back, in a way. Very cool. Yeah.
Yeah. And also with guests, we always had guests in our past, and we have that back as well. So there's a lot of Delane DNA that came back, which I'm really happy. I feel really blessed that was possible.
Yes, with all due respect to Diana, which is an awesome, awesome choice. What happened there with Charlotte? If you can, talk about it. If you can't, it's okay.
Oh, no. I'm an open book. I have no secrets. No, what happened, we, in 2020, the three guys wanted to approach Delane completely different. And, that was really heavy. And then Charlotte's position was, hey, you four have to figure it out, and if you don't, then I'd rather leave, because then it would be a big change, and then I'd rather focus on my own career. So we tried to figure it out. We tried for a year, really hard, and also COVID happened, so there was also time to really give it our best.
Yeah.
But sadly, for everybody involved, that didn't work out, and therefore we had to search for a new singer.
Yeah. Okay. Understood. Okay. How about yourself? Why the departure from Within Temptation? Of course, Delane is an awesome band and everything. Just for people asking, you know, what happened there?
Oh, sure. Actually, that is a very simple answer. I don't always forget the English word for that. I got mono disease. So that's kind of a really heavy flu, and you also get really, really tired. And it can take up a long, long time. And that happened to me during the release of the album Within Temptation, album Mother Earth, and so I was really, it was really a good call to leave, because Within Temptation got really insanely busy, and then I had the chance to recover, and in my case I had those complaints for a decade. So I did start Delane already, but it took me a long time from that to recover, and that's the reason I left. But there's Sharon is the singer is my sister-in-law, and my brother, who has been in Within Temptation in the band for a very long time, is behind the scenes still very much active as a songwriter. So there are really big ties and connections there.
Cool, very cool. For people asking, there you go. So how did you pick the name Delane, and what's behind that name?
I was reading a Stephen King book in 2000, I think it was 2002, like ages ago, and that book is called The Eyes of the Dragon, and there was a kind of a fantasy story, and it was about a kingdom, and that the name of that kingdom, a country, was Delane, and I loved that name, and I thought that's a great name because I was also starting up Delane, and I thought that's a great name for it. So yeah, it's just a cool name. I love.
Yeah, it's a great choice. Awesome, awesome name. Who are your musical heroes? Do you have any inspirations or musical heroes that might have inspired you during your career?
Oh, yes, for sure. Plenty. To name a few, Freddie Mercury, Queen.
Yes.
I think that guy was from another planet when it comes to singing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Awesome. I love Rammstein.
Yes.
Rammstein is amazing. Love it.
Yeah, great stuff.
I also love what Tuomas does with Nightwish, Tuomas Holopainen.
Yes.
So I love that stuff. Just to name a few.
Yeah, nice. So what's on your agenda? What are your future plans right now? What's coming up for D-Lane? What can fans expect?
Well, we're going to start touring after the release. Release will be in February, the album, and we will start our touring in April. And first we're going to do a European tour, and then we're going to do some European festivals, Wacken and Grass Pop. They are huge metal festivals, some other festivals as well. And then we're coming to the US, actually. It's not announced yet, but I'm telling anyway. sadly, Texas is not in this upcoming tour.
Oh, wow.
But I'm also working on a second US tour, and Texas will definitely be in that one.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're gonna play in the States in September.
Awesome. Can't wait to see you guys live. Very cool. Would you like to send a message to your fans, the D-Lane fans listening to this podcast?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yes, I would definitely love to take that opportunity. Because D-Lane went through a huge transition, and I am so incredibly thankful and happy that people are open-minded and wanting to check out the new work, and we get a lot of love and positive response, and you know, because of the fans, we can do this. We can exist and make music and play live. So I'm so incredibly grateful for all those loyal D-Lane fans out there.
Perfect. Thank you, Martijn. Thank you for your time, and thank you for the great rock metal that you guys bring to us fans, and we can't wait to hear the rest of Dark Waters.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Martijn. Thank you for your time. Appreciate that.
Thank you. You too. Have a nice day. Take care.
Very cool guy, and we hope you guys enjoyed our chat with Mr. Westerholt of the band D-Lane from the Netherlands, an awesome symphonic metal band that you guys should check out and give them a chance if you don't know anything about them. Check it out. They're on all digital platforms, and of course, YouTube. You can catch the latest song, Queen of Shadow, on Napalm Records. Download it, stream it, share, purchase. Anyways, so on behalf of myself, James, your host for That Metal Interview Podcast, we appreciate your company and your complete support. Thank you, guys and girls. And don't forget to keep it metal.